Virgil, is the ongoing quarterback thing disrupting the evolution or the growth of the offense? I mean, in a perfect world, wouldn't you rather have one guy that you were working with right now?
For me, it doesn't really bother, you know, what I'm doing. Like I said, Saturday night, I focus on, you know, the things that I deal with, you know, blocking guys, running routes against guys. And ultimately, I think all three of our guys have done some great things. And, like I said, on Saturday night, you know, they all are very poised. They throw the ball well, and they're all competitors. And that's all you can ask for out of a quarterback.
Why has this summer been different for you in terms of it being a receiving threat? You said you could do this, but why has it finally come to fruition in your mind?
You know, I think the offense just helps out everything, with us doing a lot of what we do out of run formations. There's a threat of us running the ball and passing the ball. You never know what we're going to do. And for me, that helps out tremendously. You know, I look at myself as a traditional wide tight end. I do everything at the line of scrimmage, and that helps out things in the long run.
After a couple days, have you been able to pick out anything new from Saturday's performance that you...
I know for me, I just feel like I could do a lot more things full speed. I looked a little sluggish and from my perspective, and I feel like I can do a lot more things at full speed.
How's the finger holding up for blocking now?
It's holding up. I mean, it's going to hurt probably for the rest of my life, so I'm not really worried about it. Oh, it's way better. You know, last year I dealt with it coming out a lot. This year, haven't had any issues with that.
How's the timing coming along and the cohesion working alongside Donald and Russell Okung?
Oh, it's great. Those guys are veteran guys. They talk up there. If there's anything, you know, that we do have issues with, we talk about it on the sideline, talk about it in the locker room. So there's a lot of communication going on, and those guys do a great job of trying to make sure everything is gelling the right way.
From your perspective at the end on the running game, a lot of pass opportunities so far because they're testing the quarterbacks. Not a lot for the running backs, but they've shown pretty well. What have you seen out of that?
Out of our running backs? I mean, they're running hard. They're sticking their foot in the ground, making cuts downfield, trying to run guys over. And, that's what we need. Those guys just run hard, run through guys. You know, we're not going to always be able to block everybody. So to have those guys making plays in the secondary is tremendous.
Does Trevor Siemian seem like a second-year quarterback to you?
I was telling somebody the other day, I kind of got confused how long Trevor's been here because it seems like he's been here 4 or 5 years now. You know, he's such a smart guy. Like I said earlier, very poised. And he goes in there and he commands the huddle. I think a lot of the guys that have been here in years past have learned a lot, you know, from 18 on what it takes to be a true professional quarterback. And those guys are really, using everything they learned from Peyton and taking it, you know, into the huddle.
Without Peyton, who's emerging as a leader on this offense? Is that C.J. Anderson, Demaryius?
I think it's a gamut of guys. You do have C.J., you have D.T., Emmanuel does things well. Russell, he's a leader just, away from football, period. He has that leader-like mentality. So, it's a collective group of guys that are coming together and trying to make sure that we do things the way they're supposed to be done.
What's made possible the fast starts? You guys have had 2 opening drives, 2 touchdowns.
We do a great job talking about what we're going to do before the game and how we're going to attack guys. And, the coaches, let us know what we're looking for and how to get open and things like that and what we're going to do, play calling wise to complement other plays. And our coaches have done a great job of preparing us for those situations.
How do you carry that over to the possessions that follow?
I'm sorry?
How do you carry that over to the possessions that follow?
Talking on the sideline, coming together, making sure everybody's on the same page, looking at the pictures, and just going back out there and doing it again. So it's just communicating observations and execution.
In terms of continuity, how big a challenge is it knowing that we're 17 days away from opening night and we still don't have a clear-cut starting quarterback?
We've been through some things here. We've weathered a lot of storms. A lot of guys that were here last year are here now. And, you know, we dealt with the situation last year. We had, you know, Peyton, Brock, who, you know, but we just did what we had to do and made it work. So we know that things aren't always going to be perfect. We have to figure things out and work as a team, and that's what we do. I think so. It prepared a lot of guys for, you know, unknowns. At the end of the day, you got to go out there and do your job. You can't focus on anybody else's job but your own. And that's a mindset everybody has in the locker room.
First couple preseason games, they've been going to you early and often. Why do you think that is, and how do you transfer it to the regular season?
You know, I'm getting open, catching the ball. You know, quarterbacks have faith in me. They understand that I know the offense. I know what's going on. And, you know, I'm just taking advantage of opportunities. And, you know, a coach once told me you can't be afraid to be great, and that's the way I'm going into this year, you know. Not afraid to be great, whatever I have to do to contribute to our team winning, that's what I'll do.
What has Henry Krieger-Cobble done to really make that kind of progress he's made the last few weeks?
He just works hard, you know. He's a guy, he doesn't talk much, he doesn't complain. He just goes out there, works, gets the job done, and you know, it'd be nice to see a couple smiles on his face every now and then. He doesn't smile much either, but I bet on the inside he's having a good time and enjoying what he's doing out there.
How much is having a fullback in the offense going to help your
play? Ooh, yeah, that's great. I love our fullbacks. I love what they do. You know, fullback for me is a position I don't like to play, but I will play. And having fullbacks out there like Henry, or not Henry, like Andy, like Juwan, that'll go up there and thud those guys up, it makes my life a lot easier.
So did you cheer a little bit when they took Andy in the draft?
Oh, I loved it. I love what he's doing, too. To watch how he, you know, fits guys up in the hole, it's a joy to see. He's fearless out there, and anytime he's out there, I got an eye on Andy.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Thank you.